Playhouse in the Morning.
So wake me up.
Yeah.
We wake up.
Wake up. You gotta get up.
Y94. 7:42 in the morning, 64 degrees. Here at Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero and Rad in the Playhouse today. Now, we do have this open chair here in the studio, so that is why we have a series, no pun intended, of guest hosts on the show over the next couple of weeks. And today's is named Siri.
Just so happens to be.
Yeah, just happens to be. And today, in our first in our series of people,
yeah, it is picking Siri. It off.
If I've learned anything about you already today, Siri, in our hour and a half together, you have a sensitivity about people having fun with your name.
A little bit.
Just a tiny...
I laugh. I can take a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it, but it's just kind of like... The problem is when you hear the same five jokes every single time, it's like...
Here is one thing, and this is something I know about myself. If in like a long-term thing here... If we were to continue forward with you, you would find the same five jokes. That is, I have about five, and I've been rotating through them for about 8-9 years now, and you would probably get tired of me real quick.
No, I just give you different reactions each time.
Yeah, well, that I appreciate.
There we go.
So, and that would be on air, and then we'd turn off the mics, and you'd be like, oh, really?
I'd come over and, like, strangle you.
You would be like, seriously? Seriously?
Should I talk like a valley girl?
I can't do many voices.
That's his girl voice.
That's your girl voice?
That's my standard woman impression.
Are you serious?
I don't have many.
Like,
let's hear your man voice.
Let's hear your man voice.
Yeah.
I gotta bring it low first. I can't. No.
Gotta bring it low. You should do like a little James Brown. Like,
ow.
That's my James Brown. And that was a Michael Jackson, I think, vaguely in the background.
Yeah, no, I can't do man voice.
So let me explain to you the segment, Siri. I knew it was over when. Now, this is a segment we do on the show, and basically what we ask people to do is call 237-HITS, text 35270, and finish this sentence. I knew it was over when blank. And what you're thinking of, kind of analyzing, is one of your exes, a past relationship. Our theory is there is a defining, pivotal moment at the end of every relationship that had you know, like, it cued you off. Like, this is not going to work. This relationship is donezo. There is no salvaging this. And an example could be something as simple as I knew it was over when I walked in and they were hooking up with my sibling. Or something like that. It could be anything.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
What was that moment you knew? It ain't going to work. Do you have, as you look at your, I don't know if you have a lot of exes, a lot of failed relationships. You're nodding. Yes. What would be an I knew it was over when something from your life?
I knew it was over when he punched a hole in the wall.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the cue that maybe everything's not stable there. And it was, granted, we were in a fight, but mm-hmm. I can understand that if, like, say he found out I was cheating on him
right.
or, you know, something extreme like that. But it was absolutely nothing even close to that. And so I was like, you know what? There needs to be a healthy resolution to disagreements, and this is not one of them.
I imagine
I bowed out.
You were like yelling at him because he didn't take all the food crusties off before he loaded the dishwasher, and then he punched a hole in the wall. Like, I'll leave my food crusties on if I want to. Pow! And then you going, I don't think this is going to work. You have rage.
You don't understand. I can't have the food crusties on my plate.
Bam!
And then that was like the period. That was the exclamation point at the end of the relationship.
That, by the way, that's exactly what we're looking for. Perfect. Thank you. Rat, and I knew it was over when.
I knew it was over when I saw her bedroom for the first time and it had a Hello Kitty theme.
Oh, God.
And like 75% of me just wanted to walk out without saying anything.
Uh-huh.
But the other part of me was like, just hang out, just make conversation, then find a way to get out.
See, that's like I am. I feel bad. And so, mm-hmm. except for that one situation, but in a relationship, I have a hard time saying no to people. Like when they're like, hey, we should go get coffee. We should go get, you know, whatever, a drink or something. I'm like, oh, I'm not really into this person, but how do I get out of it? And so then I'm like, make a date with him. And then I just don't show up. I don't stand him up, but I do text him. I'm like, shoot, something came up with work. I'm sorry. See, I'm really bad about just saying no. I just need to, you know, not feel bad about it because it's worse. You schedule something, you just say, oh, word,
you know,
came up.
What I find the most interesting about you, you have a lot of issues, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You got some problems.
I don't call them problems. I call them quirks.
Okay. That's almost like a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That's one of those internet memes that get shared on Facebook. I don't got problems. I got quirks.
That's right.
Now, Rat, for my own, just kind of my own knowledge, when you say she had a Hello Kitty theme to her bedroom, are we talking like bed sheets, posters, stuffed animals? Like, what are we talking here exactly? Yeah.
Like the full nine yards, the bed sheet, the giant Hello Kitty pillow. Ooh. Right there on the bed.
Sexy.
And all those, and like, okay, some for some, I get it. If you're in your upper 20s, dear God, no. I can't. No. No, 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 no.
Maybe she had those since she was like 14 and she couldn't afford new sheets. Did you ever think about that, Rat?
All the better reason to get the hell out.
It was a financial thing.
If a woman can't take care of herself, I ain't going to take care of her.
Are you trying to tell me if you walked into a bedroom and you saw Ninja Turtle sheets, he'd be like, he must have money issues. I love him. Yeah. It's a financial thing. He's not weird. 237, it's you can text 35270. I knew it was over when blank.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.
I knew it was over when, here in the Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat and guest Maggie today is Siri. I really need to come up with a name for this.
I'm like a pseudo Maggie.
Basically, what I was considering for a while was calling our series of temporary Maggies and guest hosts this.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me
Maggie.
Oh my gosh.
But again, I'm working on the name.
Yes.
I'll figure out a name for it by the time we hire somebody, I suspect. When did you know it was over? Hi.
I knew it was over when he had me backed into a corner and said he wouldn't take no for an answer when he asked me out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I said yes, and then he's like, oh, give me a hug. And I gave him a hug, and he's like, what did he say? That's not how you give a boyfriend a hug. It's like, get me out of here.
That's creepy. You walk away, and you find out he unhooked your bra.
Exactly.
Yikes. Could you got it with a guy like that there, Siri?
Oh, good night. It must have been late night at a bar, way after everybody was done, or he was done anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling.
Yeah, I'm thinking he had a few to drink, yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit lubricated.
You hope so. You hope that's not how he really is.
It is sad when you're like, this actually would be better if you're at least, do you have some of the liquid courage or stupidity, rather, any liquid stupidity? Or is this who you really are? Because if you're drunk, I can understand. Mm-hmm. If this is who you are, I'm terrified, and I want a restraining order.
Exactly. Where's the bouncer?
What are we seeing for Tex?
I knew it was over when she was a crier. Everything seemed to make her cry and made me really uncomfortable. I knew it was over when he confessed to me that he'd been cheating for over a year, but he was going to dedicate his life to me. Considering he'd been lying for over a year, there was no way I could trust him. Also, I knew it was over when we hooked up, and I later asked her out, and she said she was way too busy to date.
Oh.
Huh. I really don't have time.
Just every once in a while, you know, we can meet up, and then, but sorry, my life is too busy to actually commit to anything.
What was that point in a relationship? You're like, oh, you know what? It's over. There's no moving forward here. 237-8, you can text 35270. I knew it was over when? What?
Well, I knew it was over when he cried after we hooked up. I feel like it's understandable, yeah. I guess, if a woman does it. I'm not that kind of woman, personally. I would never cry after being with someone for one night. But he broke down in tears after we had a night together and told me he was just overwhelmed. And I just cannot respect a man that does that, especially after the first night together.
Okay.
Well, my friends tell me that I missed out on a sweet guy, but it just really freaked me out, and I couldn't deal with it.
That was that girl that you read about in the text, Rat. See, the guy just doesn't get it. See, it wasn't her, it was him.
It's you, it's not me. Okay. For you, just personally, I need that kind of that female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If this is you, and this may be getting a little too personal, I don't know. But if in that situation and he just bawled after a night of passion, your reaction would be?
I would be just as scared. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for a guy communicating his feelings, but that is, I don't know. It just makes it feel weird. What if a girl did that to you?
I'm okay with it.
Really?
Like, yeah. I am awesome.
Yeah. I think from the male end of things, and Rat, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think that it'd be complimentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except it depends, I guess, what's said afterwards.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a, it's just been so long, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's like a disappointment in the looking for socks, which is code word for that, by the way, on the
oh,
show.
Oh, my word.
If it's disappointment about the sock folding and the finding of socks being so awful, Yeah, then maybe that'd be kind of sad, but I don't know.
Wait, maybe there's a difference between, like, the sniffles and, like, bawling your eyes
crying,
out.
Yeah. No, yeah. I hear you. I knew it was over when.
Choked up.
Just tender. 237, Etsy, text 35270. When did you know that relationship? It just was not happening.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Morning Playhouse.
Thanks for the introduction.
Y94. Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero and Rat in the Playhouse with guest host, Temporary and Maggie for the day, Siri, who, as you kind of develop an opinion on her, certainly would love a text at 35270 that we won't show her about how you feel about her. You can post on the Playhouse Facebook page, which you've been banned
from.
You'll
just, like, spread it around the office.
I just want to know, you know, how people are digging on you, as well as anybody that guest hosts over the next couple of weeks here, just so we know, like, who the fan favorites are.
Oh, man.
Kind of a thing.
Could turn this into a reality show?
Kind of. Kind of been there, done that before, but maybe not quite as dramatic as the last time we did this, because, Rat, that was awful.
Yeah.
People got feisty, and I didn't like the anger and rage.
Yeah, you just got to deal with everybody after the show is done, too, so keep that in mind.
Well, and the women, I think, came to kind of hate each other.
Ooh.
Because it was kind of, it was presented as a competition show, and Maggie, like, clawed all their eyes out to get the job in the first place. It was just...
Not sweet Maggie.
Oh, it was awful. Oh, she's not even sweet Maggie. Let me tell you, she is feisty.
Wow.
She is feisty. So we're doing I Knew It Was Over When, a 237 hits. You can text 35270. Write some of those in the text club. What you seeing?
I knew it was over when he was always going out drinking with his coworkers and coming at home at 2 a.m. wasted. I knew it was over when we were out at the bar and there was this extremely aggressive guy that looked like he wanted to fight someone. My guy went to the bathroom and left me alone. No girl wants a coward. And also, I knew it was over when he came out of my bathroom and told me I needed a better plunger.
What? What's he doing looking at the plunger?
Well.
I don't think he's looking at it.
Really?
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, guys, okay?
I think it's fairly safe to say he tried to use it and it was ineffective.
So gross.
Not to really dwell on it.
Poor guy. Wouldn't that be awful?
At like a date? Yeah. At a date's house? Awful.
First date.
Awful.
Or the worst is when there's not air freshener in the bathroom and you're like there for the first time. You're like, ah, really?
Well, you kind of keep lending me to these questions. I can't not ask. Are you trying to tell me you've been there?
Oh, come on. Everybody has.
All right.
You're telling me you haven't?
No. No, actually.
What?
I get it out of my system before.
Well, you're smart. I don't. Because I always have like caffeine and pop. Because they always have pop they're offering you. And then, you know, pop does what pop does.
So pop makes you toots?
Well, no, it's just like you have to, it gets things moving in the system.
So you're the girl that has gone on a date with a guy and gone over to spend some time at his place or what have you, and you made a stinky?
That's actually never happened. Just girlfriend's house, thankfully.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, again.
You're like trying to figure out why I can't stay in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
Maybe we can answer this for you.
Well, I'm trying to get a grasp as to who you are as a person.
Yes.
I want to understand Siri, and I just wanted to make sure I understood exactly how you were relating to that story on such a personal level. Anywho, a final stretch of I Knew It Was Over When here, 237 hits. You can text 35270 if you have one. I Knew It Was Over When, blank. Maybe your I Knew It Was Over When was I Knew It Was Over When he got married this weekend. Adam Levine, off the market. He's taken, Siri. I'm sorry.
Well, when he dyed his hair blonde, I was done with that.
Oh, that was the end for
that
you.
That was it.
The Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. You couldn't do the blonde, huh?
No. Maybe it's because I have blonde roots. And so to me, it's like blondes. Granted, there are some blonde couples, but I'm attracted to dark-haired men.
Oh, you do have the blonde roots.
I do.
Yeah.
No, don't say that, Zero. You don't tell a woman that. I have dyed my hair red now, and now Zero's like, yeah, I can see those blonde roots. You never say that to a woman.
I never noticed until you pointed out. Now it's all I can
great.
See.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it for you, Rat? Like, now that she's mentioned she has roots, it's all I can see.
Now I feel self-conscious, guys.
Honestly?
Thank goodness we're on radio.
Now that you have pointed it out, I can't even see your face anymore. I just see a giant blonde root sitting across
from
me.
So rude.
You'll learn that about me.
Maybe that's why I can't get a relationship. I don't keep my roots up enough.
That's probably, yeah. Well, that's the first thing guys look at in a woman. Does she do good with dying the her? The hers. So we've been doing I Knew It Was Over When. Last couple ones here. Any final ones of the text you want to grab, Rat?
I knew it was over when I saw his Facebook. Let's just say he was flirting with lots of different women. I knew it was over when I found out he didn't wear underwear. Just too creepy for me. I knew it was over when I told him I had skin cancer and he didn't even put his game controller down.
Okay.
I knew it was over when I saw him wearing what is the male equivalent to Spanx.
Huh.
What? Do they sell those?
Manx, yeah.
Manx?
Yes, they do. I think it's primarily, though, I thought it was more like compression shirts is more what they sell.
Oh, yeah. See, and that's what,
tummy.
That's how they make it manly. Compression shirts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm not wearing one right now. We've talked about it before.
Aren't they called, like, man bras?
I don't know. Like a bro. A bro from Seinfeld. Like, yeah, just gonna keep it all in.
No.
I knew it was over when. Hi there.
Okay, so I knew it was over when I found out his dog was on antidepressants.
Are we talking like puppy Prozac?
Basically, he said his chihuahua has severe emotional issues. And I was like, seriously? Well, somebody here does. And I just like ran for the hills. Never looked back.
Yeah, that is. Could you date a guy that has puppy Prozac going on in his doggy system?
What are you doing to that poor dog? Why does he have depression issues?
Why is he so sad?
Yeah.
Is that like a normal thing?
I honestly don't
know. I have heard about it, actually.
Really?
I was recently listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how now they're giving antidepressants for pets. But I'm like, you're not spending enough time with that poor dog. Because dogs, when do you ever see a dog sad? Unless
exactly.
They're in trouble.
Maybe you need to give him more tennis balls.
Maybe.
Generally
spend
speaking,
more time with him.
They like those.
Mm-hmm.
A bone, perhaps. Just kind of for side information for ourselves. I'd be really. Do you have experience with the antidepressants for animals? 237 hits. Ian text 35270. We'll see what we get. Maybe it's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Congo's come with me now in a couple of minutes. And also, since she's the temporary guest host Maggie of the day, Siri actually came prepared with a segment she made all on her own. So we'll do that in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Look who's here.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.